Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Please be careful out there today. It is nasty. Just awful. And supposedly it's going to get worse. They said that the height of this is going to be between 7 and 10 this morning.
Oh, really?
So really, right there to kill your commute. Leave now. Or don't leave at all.
Yeah, or stay at home if you can.
Yeah. Keep cars off the
road. Today's the day.
Mm-hmm. If there was a day, today's the day. This part of the show is brought to you by the Oakland A's. Baseball is back, opening day and night with the A's. Check out athletics.com/green today and be listening, because at 8:30 we're actually going to have tickets for the Sarah and Vinny suite, the Alice suite. Yuzette and Hooman are hosting a little party there on opening weekend.
Very exciting. I was ordering food yesterday, Hooman, with you in mind.
Oh.
Ooh.
You order all the organic vegan stuff?
Lots of vegetables I ordered.
He's not vegan.
I know.
Of course, I ordered the hot dogs.
Oh, boy.
Well, hell yeah, you ordered it.
Nachos.
It's a ballpark. Come on.
Yeah, it's still a ballpark.
I got your picture right here. There you go. If you're on the looking glass, you can see.
It's a good pick. That is a lovingly held hot dog.
Yep. Oh. Eyes closed.
Oh, yeah, like, oh, and just the ecstasy of the chowing of the hot dog. Uh-huh.
I could fit more in my mouth when I close my eyes.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Just brace yourself. Oh. I'm going to start with something that just got handed to me.
What is it?
I know we have some Emily Ratajkowski fans on the
like
show.
The
all of us.
Like the whole world.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not that big a fan. Although I got to say, I like her a little more after seeing these pictures. Woo. She got married in a little quickie about a month ago. She got married to a guy named Sebastian Bear McLeod. So I guess her name is now Emily Bear McLeod. In a surprise courtroom wedding about a month ago, documented the whole thing on social media. I'm not sure if she's still there, but they did do a honeymoon at a place in Utah called the Amangiri Resort.
Oh, man.
Oh, you know
of
this
place? Of course he
knows. Come on. You don't know the Amangiri Resort?
No, we don't.
Never,
you don't know
ever
it?
Heard
oh
of it.
Oh, my God. Of course you guys we are don't. So lame.
So low class.
I know.
So it's probably, it's like a 6-star resort. It's ridiculous.
Have you been?
No, a couple of my friends went and they were just posting pictures in the middle of the desert. It's so ridiculous. Pull up some pictures for them. Just type in.
I'm looking at something else.
Yeah. Oh, why?
It costs
because
about.
We're talking about Emily Ratajkowski.
Ay, ay, ay.
Is that the naked picture she gave to her husband?
Oh, it's on Instagram. Whatever's on Instagram of her. Yeah.
That's the one. Yeah.
What? That's a parking garage. What? The walls are cement.
It's a 6-star parking garage, Vin.
That. Why is it?
It's just so awesome.
I guess maybe the cement keeps the heat out. I don't know.
Do you think that's it?
I have no idea.
It truly looks like a parking garage.
Is that like a cave lake?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the aesthetic, they're not wasting any money on the aesthetic. It looks like a prison.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Super high class.
Everything is
a 6-star prison.
Even that picture that she has right there where she's naked on the internet, that is part of the, I mean, it's all cement walls. It looks like just a terrible institution.
Oh, I thought it was interesting. Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, so the thing is you go horseback riding and stuff? Is that the deal?
Well, you hang out by your pool. You know, I guess these rooms each have a private pool.
Why haven't you gone? What's the matter with you?
I don't have anyone to go with.
Oh. Well, you could get someone.
What about that girl you were making out with the other night?
Yeah. You had a nice date the other day.
Yeah, it looks fine.
You love it?
Yeah, I love it, Hooman. Give me a room there, will you?
Ronery, so ronery, so ronery and sad re a roan.
Stay focused on Amangiri.
Okay.
All right. So that's where she had her. It's about $8,000 a night.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I know, for to go stay at a prison. Sounds great. So she did a couple shots for him that she put on Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
If you want to follow her, she's
at Rodakowski.
M Rada. E M R A T A.
I love the pose though. Oh, did you show it to Vinny? Saw it, right?
I'm looking at it.
That's a good pose.
Yeah, she's side view. Her hands, her leg is up to not show the front, but you
shows
can,
the cheek.
You can see some back, and her hand is over her boobs.
Well, so she's
she
one
looks great. She wrote posing for my husband like that's the
not
caption.
You perverts, but I am posting it on Instagram. Mm-hmm. But all you perverts, back off.
She's one of the stars smokes. Whose phone got hacked. I mean, she's in Celebrity Jihad.
Oh,
we've seen her buck naked.
Well, we've seen her buck naked when she did that video.
I'm looking at her buck naked right now.
In the second photo, she's laying on a day bed next
Jinx,
to a pool.
Jinx, by the way, you owe me a Coke.
Get her.
Here's $5. Hand you back already. $5 the other day. There you go.
Oh, it's a day, everyone.
Did you pay Soleil yesterday?
I did.
How much?
$10. I better keep this in the coffee mug just in case.
Looks like they either had a drone or, you know, lots of people have
that's
those to
a drone
play with.
Or a balcony.
Oh, I suppose it could be from up above, but it looks like it's at their private, you know, this is a private area for them.
Right. They might have a two-story.
Yeah.
Little...
Oh, I'm sure they went for the full $8,000 a night suite, you know. She's laying on a day bed by a pool.
God, I would totally try to jump off that balcony onto the bed, then into the water.
Well, that's you might not make it. I don't know.
Well, that's...
So she's laying naked on this bed, and she's got a knee up to cover, you know. So this is a shot from above and sort of from above and... South, situated from the south, and she's covering her boobs and her hat's over her face, and looks like they were having a fun photo shoot. He looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Her husband's a lucky man. Anyway, Emily.
See how long he can hold on to that.
Yeah.
Good luck, buddy.
Are we placing our bets? How long it's going to last?
He's a slippery one.
I know
well,
you guys don't like
you know.
It when we do that, but we should try.
Yeah,
I always like
I don't
to think
jinx
it's.
It.
You gonna... don't want to jinx it.
No.
You want her to be happy.
Your truest opinion of their marriage is going to make it come true.
Yes.
You think they'll still be together March of 2019?
No.
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 Maybe.
I'm just hoping for summer.
Yeah. You know, make it through the summer. She's going to look great in a bikini.
Unless, you know what? There's one way that she sticks around with this guy, and that's she wants kids.
Mm.
And so she's going to be like...
Well, pump a few babies out.
I'm going to ignore what you just said because I need to stick around and have that...
Because I'm fertile in 2 days.
Right.
Is she going to change her last name to Bear McLeod?
No, she's
she should.
For sure going to be
like, Bear McLeod.
The perverts need to know how to find me. They know me as Rodakowski.
Right. E-M-R-A-T-A is her... Instagram, if you want to check out these photos we're talking about. There's a cute Bill Murray story today. And I'm a fan. I know you're a fan. I know. You know
totally.
We all like
I love
the,
my you three know. Favorite movies are Bill Murray movies.
Oh, what are your three favorite movies?
Stripes.
Yeah.
Meatballs.
Yeah.
And
Spaz.
Spaz.
I love that movie too so,
so
much.
Good.
It's not my favorite, but it's up there.
And Groundhog Day.
Those are your three favorite movies,
yeah.
Huh?
Just Bill Murray.
Oh, boy, those are funny little feel good.
You got to put Scrooged in there as far as holiday movies go too. I mean, when you think holiday movies, Bill Murray's at the top.
I don't really think
of,
I don't.
What?
I've seen so like the Christmas Carol story bores the out of me.
Oh God,
right?
Sarah.
But his version is epic.
It's all right.
Oh,
for those of you who love
the original one is so great though.
No,
that little
they're
kid,
all terrible.
Oh, so good.
For those of you who love Bill Murray, he's one of the voices in Isle of Dogs.
Oh,
that's
see?
That's why he's sitting down for interviews with everybody right now. But you know how he's the guy who crashes your backyard barbecue or
shows up
at your wedding or whatever? Turns out that's been his thing for years. So this story's from 1977. And so I was looking, actually, it led us down this kind of Bill Murray rabbit hole because it made us look up when he started to become famous because he was about 27 at that point. And he would have just started on SNL. I think he started in 76. So he would have been really just getting national fame. It's possible he could have done this thing and not been totally recognized. In 1977, he crashed Elvis Presley's funeral. He says he... do you have the whole clip? Here's him telling the story. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Mm. So as we were trying to see when he had risen to fame, what we found was a story from 1970, kind of the first, his first incident.
Claim to fame.
His first claim to fame. Where he, hold on, let me grab the actual story and read it. September 21st, 1970, it was his 20th birthday. And it was one of the worst days of his life at that time. However, it changed the entire course of his life. He went home to Chicago and to have a birthday celebration for his 20th birthday. He was ready to fly back to Denver to resume his pre-med studies at Regis College.
Hmm.
And as he's waiting in line to board his flight at O'Hare, he made the mistake of telling one of his fellow passengers that he was carrying two bombs in his suitcase. Now, of course, this is in 1970, so maybe we all hadn't gotten the memo on don't make jokes like that.
I don't know, though. That's still not okay.
A ticket agent overheard his joke and summoned a couple of U.S. Marshals who proceeded to root through his luggage. They didn't find any explosives, but they did discover two other bombs, five 2-pound bricks of marijuana.
Oh.
He was carrying 10 pounds of weed.
2-pound bricks.
That much weed at the time was worth about $20,000. They say that's worth about six times as much today. Mm.
So then what happened to him?
What kind of drug mule pops off in the airport?
A dummy.
The dummy. The one who's looking to completely change his life, I guess.
Worst drug mule of all time.
Of all time.
Bill Murray.
Or he's getting high in his own supply.
Story. Actually, that gets clarified in this. So
okay.
He's panicked at this point. He tries to stash the pot-filled bags in a locker, but the vice cops arrived on the scene. They arrest him. He swallowed a check from the customer before cops got to the suitcase. And Bill Murray says, that guy owes me his life and reputation. He had a check for $20,000 for carrying the stuff. He was charged with possession of marijuana, ordered to appear in narcotics court the next day. The bus made the front page of the Chicago Tribune. Because he was a first-time offender, he was spared jail time and placed on probation for 5 years, but his college career was over. After he talked it over with his family, he decided to drop out of Regis before his criminal record got him kicked out.
Oh.
And then he had to figure out something else to do with his life.
Wow.
So instead of becoming a doctor, Bill Murray became Bill Murray.
So actor, comedian, what...
He was in, I think, wasn't he in Chicago in the Groundlings? What's that group called?
Yeah, the Groundlings.
I think that is the Chicago group. I don't know if he was.
I think that's how he came up. That's sort of like the pipeline to
SNL.
To SNL.
Yeah.
A bunch of the people who've been on that show.
Yeah, I didn't see that on the IMDb. Maybe that doesn't get listed on there. But
Second City also, which is in Chicago.
Oh, so that's what it was.
Well, either way, a few years later, he winds up on SNL, and the rest is history. Yeah. Now he's beloved national treasure, Bill Murray.
He's great.
He is great.
If Bill Murray...
Yes?
...wanted to sleep with you, would you do it?
No.
Would you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you would? All right, maybe I would, too.
Well, because he makes me laugh.
Yeah.
A man that can make me laugh,
oh.
Those are my legs.
Those are your legs pewing open.
Is that right?
If you can make me laugh, I love it.
It turns you on. You get horny from laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny V is a wonderful man and handsome as could be, but I don't find, is he a very funny guy?
He is. At home he is.
Oh, at home he is.
Yeah.
When we're
just
in our...
things he says, I mean, I'm not like, but things he says, I'm like, really?
Are you laughing with him or laughing at him?
Yeah, I mean, I remember when you guys threw a barbecue at my house in San Mateo, and he was there, and he holds the remote in his hand. He goes, does this thing get NASCAR?
That's funny.
I laughed. It was funny, yeah, and I was like, that's pretty funny.
We're all having fun, and he's watching NASCAR.
But I don't know that he was trying to be hysterical. I think he was truly like, can you please put NASCAR on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, plus he's super hot, so that's
well.
That, you
know. I okay.
Bill Murray or John?
No, my husband John. Oh. Yeah, Bill Murray is not hot, but the fact that he makes me laugh.
Got it.
Yeah, that's a possible.
So there's
ways,
a number of ways to make them go. Yeah. Got it.
There's a number of ways to get in your pants, right?
Listen, there's a number of ways to get
so
in anybody's
rude.
Pants.
That wasn't funny. Inappropriate. That was funny in my mind.
There's far fewer ways now that she's a married woman.
Exactly.
But there are still some ways, so, you know.
Big wallet.
I'm
you know,
telling you
helps.
There's a chance.
Yeah, big wallet. NASCAR. Drinks.
That'd be funny. Bill Murray. Bill, come on. Come to San Francisco. We got something for you. Pew! All right. So there's that. Good morning, story. Everybody.
Is that the only story you did?
No. No, I did. Didn't I do something else?
Radikowski.
Oh, Radikowski.
Oh, yeah. Right. So really, I didn't get to anything. Vinny, what's coming up?
So much stuff. I'll give you the latest update on that Austin Bomber guy. Okay. Also, Viagra daily doses and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Thursday. We have a private advanced screening of Ready Player One. Ready Player One is a movie by Steven Spielberg that is based on a killer, killer book. Just absolutely adored this book. Anybody, I would say anyone our age, it's written for you. Like if you're, you know, 40 to 60 and you really, you know, grew up a lot in the 80s, it's for you. But it's got something for everyone because it's set in, way in the future, or, you know, 50 or so years, and maybe not even that far in the future. And it's talking about what Earth is going through and how we all escape from that in this place called The Oasis, which is an online virtual world where you can buy real estate and be whoever you want. It's an incredible story with a great little mystery going on through the whole thing.
It's not a future I want to live in,
no.
But I do think it's a great book. And I hope the movie, if it's half as good, it's going to be epic.
Right.
Because the book is that good.
And it's a nice long movie, too. 2 hours and 20 minutes. So Spielberg has done a movie, and we have a private screening, and you can come and watch it with us before it hits theaters. One day before. We're doing this this coming Wednesday. Caller number 9 right now wins 2 passes to our exclusive Ready Player One screening in San Francisco. You got to be in San Francisco in the middle of the day next Wednesday or this coming Wednesday. And so, you know, if you can't do that, don't call us. We're not trading you any other prizes for this. It opens in theaters everywhere on Thursday, March 29th. Call now, 800-400-3697.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you all the time.
All the time. Every day.
Every day. All right, here's what's happening. So I just showed, I reported this when it happened, so I'll follow up with it here. The Uber car that was being tested in autonomous mode. It did have a backup driver, but the deal is the car was driving itself. In Tempe, Arizona, Uber was testing their technology. It ran into a woman and killed her. Mm. And at first we thought, oh, this is the end of the self-driving car, or at least a major setback. Then I started to read reports about how this person came out of nowhere. And there was no possibility that even a human would have been able to avoid the accident. And now we see the video this morning. Did you watch it?
I did see it this morning. In my Uber.
Oh, God.
You
I was saw it in your it, Uber. Yeah.
So Sarah and I just watched it as well. Your
and
thoughts?
I do agree that no human could have avoided this. But what I've been told about these autonomous cars is that they don't see, they're not looking there. It's like a radar thing, and that they can quote unquote see a football field and more all the way around them. They're on some kind of it looks like a 2-lane highway. Mm-hmm. It looks like a 2-lane
it's a
street going the same direction.
They were only doing, I think, under 40 miles per hour. Mm-hmm.
And they're in the right lane. So this person is coming from the left and it has a bike.
With no reflectors.
No, nothing. I mean, come out of nowhere if you're a human being. I'm very confused that this car did not somehow, quote unquote, see this This person was in the left lane and coming toward the... I think this is not good for self-driving cars.
The woman we're talking about is Elaine Herzberg. She's 49. She died of the injuries due to the car accident at the hospital.
Oh, they hit her. I mean, it is
there's no brakes and there's no avoiding. Not the car made no effort to avoid. I do feel like that came out of nowhere. Truly out of a shadow of black. Then the person was there. And yet, you're right. The technology has to answer for why is it not better than
she's just
than
walking.
You've sold us.
Because what we had initially heard is that she came off the median, mm-hmm. and she is for sure jaywalking across a 2-lane highway, or what appears to be a very wide open, you know, those big Tempe roads. And for her to make it that, it just seems like the car should have seen it. A human being, I'd be like, oh, that's totally forgivable. That person came out of nowhere. There was nothing that a human being could have done. But that car has been sold to us as it sees everything.
It works with radar. A video clearly shows a complete failure of the system to recognize an obviously seen person who is visible, they say, for quite some distance in the frame. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's... Oh. That it's visible in the frame at all, but I guess the technology we're talking about should have picked a moving figure up.
Uh-huh.
And that may be what they're referring to there. But anyway, it's not good for the...
It's terrible.
The self-driving car, the video's out there. And it ends before impact,
yes.
So you it's not...
But a split second before impact, you see what happens.
It's not as ugly as it sounds, but yes, you can imagine what comes next for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So Viagra, the wonder drug, the one that has given men and women and couples their sex lives back, maybe in some cases, unfortunately for the woman.
I was just fine with not having any more sex.
I retired from that. I thought we'd done.
I'm 74 years
that,
old.
Right.
Link, get off me, you old curmudgeon.
Right. Anyway, they're saying now small daily doses of Viagra could significantly reduce colorectal cancer risk.
Is that so?
Yeah, I mean, if they prove that's true, why wouldn't you do it?
That's amazing. So, in women, too, or just in men?
It doesn't say specific.
Will you be walking around with a boner all day?
Probably not.
Yeah, just a low dose, human. You gonna try it, human?
So far, the tests have only been done in mice, but they plan
mice.
To do them on human tests here soon.
Oh.
So, and they'll do the tests on people who are considered high risk for colorectal cancer, like those who with a family history.
Mm. Oh.
The disease is the third most common cancer in the world.
Is that so? I'm surprised. What's the most common one?
Is diagnosed more than 1 million times each year, with about 50,000 of them ending in death.
Jeez.
So they hope to reduce those numbers.
Yeah.
Both my grandmas died of colon cancer.
Oh.
Well, there you go.
So it definitely runs on the women's side. So that's why I always go, I'm probably going to die of that.
You always go that? Yeah. I've never heard you always go that.
I told you about the one time my doctor called me and told me I had colon cancer.
No.
Pretty sure I told you guys this.
We blocked it because you didn't have it.
Yeah.
Well, and then what'd they say?
Was this when you were worried doing the diverticulitis thing? And they were doing all those tests?
All the tests and stuff like that. And she calls
positive.
Me and tells me that. And I kept it to myself for about a month.
Ooh. What?
And then I told my brother. And then he just... rammed it into my head that I had to tell my husband immediately.
Well, you didn't go and do a follow-up test the next day?
No, because I had already done all these tests. And so when
they didn't
she called me on the phone and told me, I was like, oh, I knew it. All right. Okay. And I didn't trip because I just figured, okay, well, there's my boom.
All my dreams coming true.
There's my exit.
Yeah, and John's mom was dying at the time. And so I just kept it to
good
myself because he was going through so much. And then I told my brother.
Jesus, you have
to tell your husband tonight when he gets home. And so when John got home that night, I was like, I have to tell you something. Let's sit at the kitchen table.
Oh, boy.
Told him, and we cried. And then I'm like, all right, well, let's get through this. Went back to the hospital the next week for more testing.
Right.
Another doctor. No, you don't have it. I'm like, so for a month I've been going through this. But anyway, so I just figured.
I can't believe you waited a month.
History.
Honest to God, I don't. I would be like, I'd be pulling my own colon out.
Well, right. Get a drill bit.
Yeah. Let's get in here. Let's get this going. Yeah.
You know, those heavy things I just keep to myself because I have to process
You're like a rock.
Well,
you're stoic.
I have to process it in my own way, and that's keeping it to myself.
All right. Jesus.
But I don't.
Should I start taking Viagra just to?
Yeah.
Well, they're doing tests, but it sounds like there's anything that's positive like that, I like to report because it's.
Sure. Well, and quite frankly, if you've got 10 Viagras at your house, crush them up and take a small. If you're thinking this could help you, I mean, do
really?
Your own test.
I don't know 10? That's.
I don't know how many you have at your house.
I still haven't tried the stuff.
Me neither.
But I've heard that.
Me neither.
It's fun.
Yeah, people take it recreationally.
Yeah, I've
or
heard
say
it.
They do.
I just remember from.
What do you mean? Oh, because they need it, but they don't want to say they need. I get you.
Oh, they just want to party with it.
Yeah.
Samantha on Sex and the City, she would say how great it was.
Oh, she took it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she took it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it can work for women as well.
I guess that's what she said, but that's TV, everyone.
Yeah.
And what is? Let me ask you this: Was she touting it as making the area more sensitive, or how did that?
Hornier and just like her arrivals were just like, whoa.
Oh, okay.
Oh boy.
All right. Fun. male contraceptive pill is safe to use and does not harm sex drive in first clinical trials. So that may be coming soon. A male contraceptive pill. I don't know why. I'll ask you the question before I say what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. Has John gotten snipped?
No, I have an IUD.
Oh, okay.
Which I love.
Right, you're into that.
Yeah, well, I don't get a bad period anymore, and I don't get any cramps, and haven't for years since I had my second kid.
I don't know why I have this sort of aversion to getting any kind of alterations done to my man area, but I do. So,
well, you don't need to. I mean, she is going to get an IUD.
Well,
put back
we'll see.
In. Things are great. Did she have bad periods beforehand?
No.
Like,
well, yes and no. I mean, they were never as regular as they should be because of the amount of exercise she did.
Yeah, she's an athlete.
She's a tiny little person, mm-hmm. too. That can happen. Did she have cramps and stuff? Or
yeah. The IUD was great for her.
Oh,
but
it's fantastic.
What the main point is, though, is I will not be having a third. Like, I'm having a second under protest. There won't be a third.
Well, you're like 100 now. So
I know.
I really
that's
think
the point.
That, you know, this is the last.
There can't
last
be
one.
More. There
right.
cannot. Yeah. It's not happening. So, as it is, I was like, really? It almost killed us, the first one.
Yeah.
Should we really do this? I need you to think long and hard.
Oh, I thought about it. Yep. We should
yeah.
do it.
yeah. Oh, you were there.
Yeah. I feel like I was.
Yeah. It sounds like you were.
Yeah.
Anyway, I would do the male contraceptive pill if it helped me avoid the snip.
Sure.
But, you know, it's not quite ready yet, but they have a major step forward. We may see this very soon. The once daily pill that's just like the one we know women to be taking, you know, right. the little clamshell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember those. Made me break out and actually...
No, I thought that helped a lot of women with their breakout.
I have heard that. I actually feel like I broke out from it, but I put on weight and sex drive went down.
Oh.
I know.
I remember putting on weight. My chichis got even bigger.
Oh, boy.
Hold on a minute. Were you on the pill when you were on tour with Geneva those last years? That was your sex drive gone down?
No, I think I went on the pill in my early 20s.
Isn't that when that happened?
No, 19.
Oh.
That was the year I was 19.
So you weren't on anything at that time?
Mm-mm.
So you were playing with fire every other night-ish. And just trusting it not to...
Well, I mean, you know.
I don't know.
Use condoms a lot of times.
A lot of times. 50%?
More than that. I had my own condom.
52%?
Yeah, like 52, 53% of the time.
I mean, we were, well, I can't speak for other people. I was really careful and still had times where it was just out of reach. Can't get that.
Yeah. So we're all the way over there on the bedstand. This is going to feel so much better.
Yeah. Oh, man, am I out of time. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Did you see Survivor, by the way?
I did.
Okay.
Totally boring. Boring
it
episode.
Was not. We have gotten spoiled to lunacy at every one of these things. And then when it goes as it sort of planned to go, you're like,
I think they're blowing it with Ghost Island. I think that Ghost Island could be a really cool part of the show. Everyone should get to play a game on there because that can be a game changer. And there should also be some sort of like puzzle that they put together piece by piece. It's super boring. Like,
I agree.
I think they're blowing it.
Someone go all hippie yoga chick on you. You're like,
yeah, no thanks.
Okay, get back to the group. Yeah. What are we doing out here?
Exactly.
Yoga pants.
I know. She's a hot rig. I hadn't really noticed how hot her rig was until...
camp. Well,
they're fake, for sure.
Okay,
they
I was
going to
say.
Wait, who is that? What's her name?
Her name's Stephanie.
Cute lady.
She's cute.
Nice enough.
She quit the Mormon religion and divorced her husband few years ago.
There's another Stephanie, because that one Gonzalez got kicked off, right?
Yes.
Oh, this is Stephanie Johnson.
Okay.
Okay.
Big blue eyes.
Uh-huh.
Cute lady.
Cute.
Yep. Yoga instructor.
The hotline's ringing, you guys. I think our studio audience is here.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
I'll call them.
I'm out of time. What's coming up, Sarah?
Oh,
well, I'm going to start with, she goes, pet peeve, when I run out of wine. My girl.
Wow. No wonder she quit the Mormon religion. Aren't they perpetually out of wine?
I'm sure.
13 Reasons Why. Netflix has some very interesting results of a study that was done about the effect of that show on teens and their parents, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.